السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: ووصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملته أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في عامين أن اشكر لي ولوالديك إلي المصير. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه: جاء رجل إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال: يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، من أحق الناس بحسن صحابتي؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أمك. قال: ثم من؟ قال: أبوك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the second Sunday of the May every year, they celebrate as a Mother's Day once in a year. And that was like legalized in 1914 by President Woodrow Wilson, that second Sunday of the May should be celebrated as Mother's Day. In that particular day, the children, you know, sons and daughters go to the nursing home or old age home, visit their parents once in a year, take some flowers and chocolates and gifts, or maybe take the parent out of the nursing home to the restaurant for the dinner, and that's it. And then they dump them for the rest of the year. As Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded the Muslims to take care of the parents every single day. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ. And there are so many ayat, وَوَسَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ. So, the hukukullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is utmost important, but after the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately, the first and foremost right is the rights of the parents, and in that also, the rights of the mother is more superior than the rights of the father. As Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an narrated this hadith, that one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala an came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who deserve most service from me? To whom I should treat well and give priority to my service? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, Ummuk, is your mom. He said, what after mom? He said, your mom. He said, what after your mom? Then he repeated three times. And then fourth time, he said, is your father. So ulama explained that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had repeated three times the rights of the mother upon the right of the father. The reason why? There are three kind of difficulties and hardships and pain a mother is going through, which father is not doing so. That's why the rights of the mom is more superior three times compared to the rights of the father. Ulama explained, number one is the pain of pregnancy. All 9 months, she is restless. She is spending day and night, you know, sleepless, restless, tired, you know, vomiting, and so many physical and mental issues during the period of pregnancy. It's not easy task. So that pain she is going through in 9 months, carrying the baby and fetus in her womb, that's the number one right. No one can fulfill the right. Number two, the pain of labor, the pain of giving the birth to the child, that is such a grave moment that is like life struggling. So many mothers die giving the birth to the child. It is very critical condition, very critical time, and that pain that mother is going through. And the third, after giving the birth, then she is breastfeeding for 2 or 2.5 years. So these three different kind of pains and agony that mother is going through, that's why Sharia has granted the more rights to the mother compared to the father. And father also have important role in upbringing the children. That's why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that father is the gate of paradise. If you want to get entry into the paradise, you have to go through the gate, and the gate of paradise is the father. In one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, "Inna ridha Rabb fi ridha al-walid." That's also rights of the father. That if you want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then first of all, you have to please your father. If your father is pleased and happy with your actions, with your service, automatically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will be pleased with you. But if you're trying to pray salat and try, you know, keeping fast and doing all the activities of Islam, but on the other side, your parent, your father especially, not happy with your service, then all those ibadat is not going to help you, is not going to grant you any reward and virtue, because your father is not happy. So when father is unhappy or angry with the children, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not become happy with that kind of children. So it all depends, both are so important, and that is why in several places in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has highlighted immediately after the hukukullah, you know, after the hukukullah, hukukul ibad, that you must worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then immediately, wabil walidaini ihsana, you must treat your parents well. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I want to take part in jihad." Such a great intention, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam always used to be in the form of, you know, taking part in the jihad. The sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to be eager and prepared and ready any time Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to announce and we have to depart and we have to go for the battle, for the jihad. So sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to be prepared for that. So sahabi came and asked permission, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that's my desire, I want to go for jihad. And what is the virtue of jihad? We all know, before the blood touches the ground, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive the sins of the mujahid and grant him Jannah." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked that sahabi, that you want to go for jihad? Is your parents alive? He said, "Yes, my mom is alive." Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Leave jihad. You go back to your mom and do the service of your mom is better for you than taking part in jihad." Now you compare the act of jihad, such a great act, right? And other side, the service of the parents. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave preference to the service of the parents over jihad. So it shows how important it is to serve our parents. And my brother, there are so many incidents in the history of the Islam, in the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhi majma'in, that how important was to treat the parents in a better way. That's why in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. That you can't even say, speak the word of "uh" or "ah" to your parents. That much of respectful a children has to be in front of the parents and fulfill their rights in every except in every circumstances. My brothers and sisters, our mother play a very, very significant and important role in upbringing the children. It all depend on the mother's service and mother's sacrifice. It play very important role. From the child, from the womb of the mother, the treatment starts. That's why if a mother is righteous, the offsprings also become righteous. It's all effect of the parents, especially the mother, have very, you know, significant, you know, affection and reflection on the life of the child. There are so many incidents. Now this is the Ayyamul Hajj. People are preparing for Hajj. Those brothers and sisters, lucky one, who are going for Hajj, may Allah Ta'ala make their journey easy and remove all the obstacles from their way and accept their Hajj and Ibadat and Duas on behalf of the whole Ummah. One of the great virtue in the Hajj Arkan and rituals is Hazrat Hajira radiallahu ta'ala anha. All people who go for Hajj and Umrah, they have to do the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. This Sa'i between Safa and Marwa started from the running of Hazrat Hajira looking for the water or help for his infant son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Seven times she ran up from the Safa to Marwa, Marwa to Safa. And that exactly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved that action, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded all the Muslim Ummah to imitate that running between Safa and Marwa. Because in nowadays the water is available all over. We don't have to run for the water. And we don't have that infant children with us. Right? So logically it doesn't make sense why we should run for nothing. But no, that is the action done 4,000 years back. And that action was loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made compulsory upon every person performing Umrah and Hajj, that your Umrah and Hajj will not be accepted until you finish the Sa'i between Safa and Marwa. Inna Safa wal Marwa min sha'airillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala especially highlighted in the Holy Quran that Safa and Marwa, these two hills, are not just two ordinary hills. It is very significant. It is very virtuous hills. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the name of Safa and Marwa in the Holy Quran. It will remain till the Yawm al-Qiyamah. What is the role of Hazrat Hajira in this sense? As we know that she was a princess of the king of the Egypt. She was not an ordinary lady. She was a princess. She born in the palace and she abroad in the luxurious services around her. All the servants, all the maids, you know, silver and gold and pearls was around her. But once her dad, the king of the Egypt, granted as a gift to serve Hazrat Sarah, radiallahu ta'ala anha, the wife of Hazrat Ibrahim Khalilullah, and Hazrat Sarah could not bear the children, as we know, so she handed over to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam for the sake of child. So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam set her free and got married. And alhamdulillah, next year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted her a son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. And obviously at the age of 86, when a father is getting the son, after so many du'as and so many sacrifices and so many, you know, willingness to get the child, and eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him this child in the form of Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu salam, automatically, obviously, he is going to love his child so much. So he started spending more time and playing with the small infant, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. Now this child, the birth of the child, created the jealousy in the heart of Hazrat Sarah alayhi salam, as a human nature. And she started hating and quarreling with Hazrat Hajira. And eventually she demanded from Ibrahim alayhi salam that you must take them away from my eyes. I don't want to see them. Whenever I see them, I feel very bad. I feel very uncomfortable. Take them away from my eyes. And that was exactly the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam brought to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, that this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you have to take your wife Hajar and your infant son to the Wadi Ghair Zizara, a barren land of Hijaz, far away, about 1500 miles away from Palestine to the Hijaz. At that time Hijaz was nothing, just barren land, just mountains, no blade of grass, no human being, no bird flying in that area, totally abandoned area, barren land. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, according to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, took them all the way. Such a long journey on the camel they took, and they eventually went to the valley of Hijaz, where Baytullah is right now situated. And Hazrat Ibrahim salam was not even allowed to talk to his wife. He just left and moved around and started walking towards the opposite side. Now Hazrat Hajra was young at that time. She was about 22 years maybe. And she never been this kind of strange area. She was a princess. Just imagine, just compare her luxury in the palace. She never went through any hunger, any thirst, any journey, any pain, physically, mentally, frustration, botheration, nothing. She was a princess. But all of a sudden, she has to go through because of her husband. And she tolerated. She completely changed her lifestyle. No more complaint. She surrendered to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when her husband is left them and gave some little dates and little water and going back and not even talking, not even saying farewell and goodbye, she ran after her husband, asking, crying, begging for 3 miles. Ran after. Oh my husband, what happened? Why are you so mad? Why are you so upset? What wrong I have done? I apologize to you. Please forgive me. Don't leave us alone. How are we going to survive? It's my small child. There is no one else here. How we are going to survive here? He's not answering because he's not allowed to talk. Then she realized, look at her intellect. She realized all this time, since I got married to my husband Ibrahim Salam, he is very kind husband. He is very loving husband. He is very respectful husband. He is very caring husband. We never had any problem up till now. And now all of a sudden, he changed his attitude. He is not talking to me. He is not responding to my questions. What happened? Why he has changed her attitude, his attitude? And then she asked one question. Allahu amaraka, whatever you are doing, the way you are treating me, this is not usual. This is not your habit. This is not your kindness. You have totally changed. This change came within yourself is because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to dump us here in this condition? Then Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam affirmatively just shook his hand. He said, yes. And immediately she said that now, because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are doing whatever you are doing and you are treating us the way you are treating because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to destroy us. You go ahead. I don't need your help, your assistance, your company anymore. Because you are giving us and leaving us for the sake of Allah. And Allah is very merciful. Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. He will take care of us. Don't worry now. Go. Botheration is gone. Disappear. All the frustration is disappearing immediately. And she turned totally, completely 360. See, before she was so worried and concerned about the child, about herself, and that barren land, and a strange place. But the moment she heard, this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, full tawakkul, full conviction. And then the new Hajar came up within herself, totally relying on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with full conviction that Allah is not going to destroy us. Allah is merciful. Whatever is happening, maybe I don't understand, but this is the wisdom. This is the hikmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My brothers and sisters, from this story of Hajir, we have to learn the full tawakkul and confidence and faith in the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are ibadullah. We are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not free. We have to depend and rely for everything, every moment in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like 50-50, you know, tawakkul. He wants 100%. Look at the initial stage of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Right? Namrud was throwing him into the fire. Jibreel salam, Mikael salam came to rescue and he refused. He said, my Allah is aware of my condition. And if my Lord want me to burn, I am prepared to. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. This word, this sentence came out from the mouth of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in that dire in condition, in that grave situation when there was no hope of anything. The fire is burning in front of his eyes. No sabab, no means to be protected. Right? But he has full conviction, not in material, not in fire, not in Namrud, not in power. He has tawakkul on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is unseen, invisible. Nothing was there. And when he put his total tawakkul and conviction and faith in the mercy of Allah by declaring, Hasbi Allah, my Lord is sufficient for me. Qanim al-Wakil. And he's very, very, he's the very best to protect me in any means and any sabab. Look at after this tawakkul, what is the result? What is the outcome? Immediately, same fire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, Ya naru kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. He doesn't have to bring the means or cloud or water or air or anything as a sabab, as a means. Same fire. The creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created to burn each and everything. Even the string which was tied to the hands and legs were burned out already. But he directly commanded to his makhluk, to his creation, O fire, I am your creator and I have really created you to burn. But in this time, for my beloved Khalil, I am telling you not to use your burning. Become cool. Opposite your sifat. Opposite your quality. Allah Ta'ala can change the quality. This is the qudrat and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can make night a day, day and night. Black and white, white and black. Allah can change anything. So Allah did not bring any sabab to extinguish the fire. Immediately the same fire, burning fire, outwardly the Namrud and all his ministers, the thousands of people watching, they're only seeing the flames and blaze of the fire. They are witnessing that outwardly. Same fire for Hazrat Ibrahim Salam became a cool garden, breeze. And he said, that was my best time of my life. I spent 7 days or 40 days, whatever time period, Allah knows best, in that condition. That was the best time. So this is the tawakkul. Hajir did the same. When she said that now you go and I have the reliance and tawakkul in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared the water of Zamzam, you know, from the ground and on the wing of Jibreel alayhi salam or the ankle of Ismail alayhi salam, whatever happened, it happened. And up till now, the barakat and blessing of Zamzam is available. 4,000 years back. Millions of people have used, drank that water, took all over the world. Still is running, that water. This is the barakah, this is the blessing. This is the outcome of the tawakkul and reliance of Hazrat Hajir. And then look how single-handedly, she was a single mom. No father was there. No brother was there. No one was there. How she uprought Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. How he inculcated the tawheed and oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart of his son Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. How he uprought him to obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the command of the father and respect the father. All these etiquettes, all this adab, all these manners taught by Hazrat Hajra alone. She was the only one person, a teacher, caretaker, and everything for Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam. So when he grew up, when the another hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam in the form of dream, that he slaughtered his own son. And he related that dream to his son, his young son, young child. Deprive of the shade of the father, upbringing of the father, company of the father. He never used to live with him. He used to live in Palestine. But he came and he said, this is the dream I am seeing. What is your opinion? Immediately, without hesitation, without thinking twice, without asking any question, immediately he said, Ya batif'al ma tu'mar, satajiduni inshallah min as-sabiri. This word came out from the small child of Hazrat Ismail al-Salam. It was upbringing of Hajir. It was the ta'aleem of Hazrat mother Hajir that, yeah, my dad, do go ahead. Whatever Allah has commanded, do. I'll prepare for it. You will find me among those who are patient. So my brothers and sisters, this is the Mother's Day. And Mother's Day for the Muslim is every single day. Those fortunate people, their parents are alive. They must take care of the parents and get, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al Jannah tahta aqdami ummahat, the Jannah paradise is lying beneath the feet of the mothers, not father, feet of the mothers. And those whose parents are passed away, died, they must make dua maghfirat, isal thawab, and make lot of dua for after every salah. Kama rabbi rahmuma kama rabbayani saghira. Allah, you know, have mercy upon them as they brought me when I was child, with mercy and kindness. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.